When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the place where we help you experience more healing, more awakening, and more abundance. And this is a two-part series about my experience with waking up at 5 a.m. for 30 days straight, something that I've been planning to do for a while now, and so I just decided to do it. And this is one of the more important episodes that I'm doing, because if you implement this in your life, you will, without a doubt, I'm sure of it, you will experience a major energetic shift. Now, before we actually begin, I just want to say how grateful I am to you, that is you listening to this episode right now, for being there, for interacting with me, for reaching out, for sending me these messages and DMs. I so appreciate your love. You know, these days in Vancouver, it's getting a bit wetter. We're coming out of the summer season and going towards the winter, right? And we don't get a lot of snow, but we do get rain. And last week, there was a lot of rain, but today there was sunshine, and I just want to say that you, my friend, are like the sunshine in my life. You bring warmth and happiness and joy to me, so I appreciate you. All right, so back to the episode. Now, you don't have to wake up at 5 a.m. specifically. Even if you wake up 30 minutes earlier using the techniques and principles that I'm about to share with you, it is going to be a win for you. All right, so once again, this is going to be a two-part series, and today we're going to do part one. So here's how we're going to do this. In the first of this two-part series, I'm going to talk to you about where I was before beginning my 5 a.m. challenge, so that you get the context. That is, what was the challenges, or what were the challenges that compelled me to find out if I could actually wake up at 5 a.m. I'll also talk about the benefits of waking up at 5 a.m. That is what I found through my research and through my reading, so that you can make an informed decision about whether or not this is for you. I want you to soak it all up and do some reflection about the situation that you are in your life too. And then I'm also going to talk to you about the plan that I put together for myself, certain things that I kept in mind to ensure that I had a higher chance of success. And then I'll be sharing my learnings from my 30 days with waking up at 5 a.m. Basically a summary of my 30-day challenge of waking up at 5 a.m. and the things that I'm going to do more of, as well as the stuff that I'm going to do less of. And I'm going to provide you some power tips to ensure that you're able to succeed in instilling this new habit of waking up earlier in your life as well. Sounds good? So as you can see, we've got a pretty loaded schedule, and my goal is to share whatever I've learned so that you can change your life too. Because again, it has really, really, really transformed my life. The simple practice of waking up earlier during my day has really, really transformed my life. And that's why I want so much for you to try this out for yourself as well. So let's dive in. So where was I? And what made me want to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning? So I was in a phase where I was kind of bored of the monotony that had set in. I was experiencing low energy levels, and I felt that the days were getting over so quickly. And I was waking up in the morning at around 7 a.m. and I wanted to wake up a bit earlier because things felt a bit rushed after waking up. Does this sound familiar? In other words, I wanted to shake up my routine and do something different that would set my day up for success. So I decided I want to wake up earlier. But how? I had tried a few times earlier, but I would do it for a few days, that is waking up, and get back to how things were before. But I thought this time I'd give it another shot and try doing it for 30 days straight as a personal challenge. And I told myself that if I stop one day or if I miss one day, then I'm going to restart from the beginning. And in making my decision, something amazing happened. My reticular activation system, RAS, in my brain got activated. Now, what is RAS? The RAS, or the reticular activation system, is a bundle of nerves at our brainstem that filters out unnecessary information so that the important stuff gets through. So, have you ever had this experience where you decide that you want to buy a car and automatically you begin noticing the same car in the newspaper, on the road, on your computer, right? Isn't that fascinating? But that does happen. And what I began noticing were videos and articles that spoke about how to wake up at 5 a.m. And some of the people that inspired me in this pursuit were Robin Sharma, James Clear, and of course Tony Robbins. And as a result of this search, I came across a ton of information about the 5 a.m. club, which comprises of people who, guess what, wake up at 5 a.m. So, why wake up at 5 a.m., right? What are the big benefits of this routine? Let's go over some of them. Number one, anchoring your day. Listen, the moment the sun rises, there are people who want to add you to their agenda. Again, does this sound familiar? And they do it through email, through SMS, DMs, calls, and in-person visits. And along with this comes a lot of energy, which isn't yours. And especially if you're an empath, and I know many of you are, you'll find this challenging. And you end up with feeling drained of all your energy, especially at the end of your day. So instead of letting other people's energy drive you, waking up early allows you to root, to ground, and to anchor yourself in your own energy. And this way, no one can dictate how you feel but you. Number two, you become more productive. Think about it. At 5 a.m., most of the people in your time zone and in your area are probably sleeping. And because they're sleeping, there's a sense of tranquil silence in your vicinity. If you've got kids at your home, you'll find this really, really helpful as well. Unless your kids wake up at 4 a.m., then I have no option for you. And even your own mind isn't that preoccupied with the chatter that tends to dominate your day. According to Ayurveda, the early morning phase is the Rajasic phase, sort of the transition between darkness and light. And this phase is very powerful for activities like meditation and learning and chanting and writing and reflecting. So if you indulge in some creativity during this phase, you'll end up getting more done and being more productive. And as a result of the lack of disturbance and distraction, and with your increased ability to focus, you will enter a state of flow where you zone out and go into a state of trance where you don't really think about doing the work that you're doing, but you in a way become one with the work. You forget everything else. You don't realize how the time passes, but when you come out of this hypnotic flow state, you realize, wow, you've got some really amazing work done. So trust me, you spend the same amount of time in the evening or in the afternoon and you'll get less than half the amount of work done as compared to if you do the work in the morning. Because like I said, as the day progresses, the energy shifts, not just your energy, but the energy of the environment in your mind becomes more burdened with all kinds of thoughts and emotions and feelings that are floating around in the ethers around you that are not conducive to creativity. Number three, you become smarter. Now here's the thing, waking up at 5 a.m. sort of forces you to decide what to do when you wake up at that time. And based on what I've read, one of the most recommended activities to do up in the morning is to read a few pages of a book. Just make it a habit, because you'll be surprised at the progress that you make just within a matter of 10 days, and with the flow, with the energy, and with the focus that you experience in the morning. What you read will really be absorbed into your subconscious mind. Because here's the thing, when you wake up, your brain is still in theta state, which means that the information will go straight to your subconscious mind. It'll be absorbed for long-term retention. And what I've read is that you become smarter and more intelligent as time passes by. Number four, the next point is that you become healthier. Now, everywhere I've read, and especially Robin Sharma, recommends that you include some form of exercise early in the morning so that you start sweating and creating this wonderful chemical soup in your body that is so good for you. You see, sweating releases something called BDNF, a brain chemical that actually grows neural connections, which means you're becoming more intelligent, more resilient, and more stronger. Working out also releases dopamine, which we've spoken about in a couple of episodes, but this chemical boosts your motivation levels, and serotonin, which makes you feel happy. And all of this happens, you create this chemical soup, like I mentioned, before you officially begin your day. And think about it, you've already won the game of life before you step into the arena. And it is an arena when you begin your day, right? Some of you might be able to vouch for this. So these are some of the big benefits of waking up at 5 a.m. and having a morning routine. And there are obviously more of them, but I wanted to keep this short. Now, in my next episode, which you can look forward to next Tuesday, I will share the plan that I put together for my 30-day 5 a.m. challenge. I will also share what I learned through this experience, and I'll share with you some powerful tips to keep in mind if you're attempting to do this on your own, whether you're attempting to wake up at 5 a.m. or slightly earlier than the time that you're waking up right now. It's going to be really, really beneficial to you, because I can't stress it enough. Waking up early, waking up at 5 a.m. has dramatically transformed my life. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode and are a bit more informed about the why behind waking up earlier and having a morning routine. And stay tuned for the next part of this episode, because I've got so much good stuff to share with you, Action Tribe. Now, if you're on Instagram, then make sure that you tag me with a screenshot of this episode so that I can share your message with our community. My Insta is at My7Chakras. That's at My7Chakras. And if you don't have Instagram, then just tell one friend about our podcast and this episode. And as we close, Action Tribe, if you like this exploration of energy, of habit, of routines, then you will definitely love our soon-to-launch mentorship program called the Action Tribe Inner Circle, where I've invited some really gifted and world-class mentors to train our members in areas of healing, awakening, and abundance. Now, this isn't a course where you'll begin something and then end it. It's going to be a membership experience where our members will receive ongoing support and training on energy mastery. So expect the prices to be affordable and super comfy. If you'd like to sign up for our early bird waitlist, then visit my7chakras.com/waitlist. my7chakras.com/waitlist. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my, S-E-V-E-N, chakras.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.